Hi, this is Reverend Paul Slatkis. Welcome to Good News Today. Thank you for joining in. And we have a great show, really an important people doing important things during this time and during every time. And it's just a big honor for us to have a moment to share these wonderful musical performances. So today we're going to start off, as we have many times, with the St. Francis prayer. St. Francis of Assisi, his peace prayer. Then we're going to have a piece of video that's been sent to us by Cousin Margie, and it's National Health Services, NHS, and they put together a video for an organization to raise some money during this period of time. You know, as we all know, this is a worldly concern, the coronavirus 19. It's 19 because it's from the year 2019. And that's the reality of that. And we need to protect ourselves from this and from other. We've shown, you know, in 1790s, there was cholera and there was other diseases in 1820s and 1920s. During all this time, there has been pandemics in their own way. So as science improves, we'll figure out ways to solve our concerns here. And we'll live longer and healthier, and we'll learn how to give water to those in need, and so on and so forth. So we know it's not a perfect world by any means, and there's millions of people working very hard to help to make the world a better place, basically, is what it boils down to, in each of their own ways, whether they're actually literally going somewhere and doing something, donating money, donating time, donating services, or just not bothering anybody. That's a good thing, too. There's nothing wrong with not bothering anybody. And just, you know, in faith and hope and prayer and just your own humanity. So it's a big honor for me to get this chance to speak with you. And I hope you enjoy what we're doing. We're going to have, as I say, something from the National Heart Service, a video. And then we're going to go do some heroes here. We have that 7 o'clock period where we go out and go live either in my backyard, and we're going to show you something from the Museum of Natural History today. We're doing a shout out. I'll do it a couple times here for New York State and New York City, the public service workers who have given their, in essence, some of them their lives to deal with the concerns that are here, the coronavirus. Then we're going to show a little music trailer from a movie called Hugo, written and done by Martin Scorsese, which I didn't realize. But it's a powerful movie about a young man who is a hero. More heroes. There's a lot of heroes in this world. And talking about heroes, then we're going to go to a movie that we've created, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And we have taken segments as a broadcaster of news of people that live their life under peace, love, and hope, or represent that for all of us. And we'll show a song by Lady Gaga, and, you know, a lot of good things here today. And then Claire Diab will help us with breathing. So without further ado, I'd like to switch over now to our peace prayer by St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen and our women. I'm very happy to also offer whatever services I can do, marriages, renewal, vows, whatever someone could use right now, virtually, worldwide. I am ordained by the state of New York, and that allows me to do special events legally. So I offer my abilities to you. So just get in touch with me. Let's go to this Make a Difference video, which is really pretty wonderful. A lot of celebrities got involved with this, great musical writers. It's part of all these donations Make a Difference campaign. And there's a lot of detail on here composed by Graham Lyle and Terry Britton. And a lot of special thanks here, it says, as well, for a lot of celebrity. I believe this Ellie Liberace was involved with starting this one. And I learned that the National Health Organization of Service of England has a lot of charities connected to it, and that's a good thing. So let's go to the. Give me a second here. Okay. Hey, Rob. Raise some money for the NHS in England. Hey, Peter. Okay, so this is was shared with me from my cousin Margie. A little shout out to my Aunt Ray, and well, let's go to our next heroes of the world, as by far that what we just saw represented heroes of the world. Okay, we're one world, we're one planet, and the more we act that way, the more we live that way, the better the world is, because we have a better understanding that we're all in this together. The word together seems to be very prevalent right now. We've always been together since the caveman. We've never been anything but together. So it's important to understand that, realize that, accept that, and live within that reality. And we're one planet, it appears. Some people might think it's flat, Some people might think it's round. Some people, this thing will work with the sun. All right, the sun can make this thing turn. Isn't that amazing? Okay, and good souls can make this one work, the hug a planet. All right, so we have lots of innovations, a lot of technology. I remember doing something with Meryl Streep for one SGI organization, a large Buddhist organization. And we have technology, we have guns, we have machines, we have all kinds of things in this world. So health is wealth. Everybody always knows that. The more we spend in health, the wealthier we will be. So let's find that medicine to cure the coronavirus. Someone has sent us one concept from the Ukraine, and we're out there now looking for the right person to listen to us. So that's that. So I'm going to share this right now. This is our 7 o'clock video, and let's take a look at this.
Okay, it's a couple minutes before 7. I decided to go out
Hi,
to one of my
Charles.
favorite places, Museum of Natural History. And
I'm dedicating this to all the New York
at 7
State, New
o'clock,
York City,
you
all
didn't hear
the
anything. You know,
New
normally
Yorkers
you're in
working
the
hard under
backyard.
the
There are a lot of people
scenario
that are
going
sitting
on now.
there. Public service
Nobody wants to be an epicenter.
appreciation. I'm not sure if we'll hear anybody here in this location, but we sure will hear from the tulips that are abounding.
Hey, Margie. Thanks.
Everybody has to wear a mask now, or some form of a mask. And let's take a moment to pray for those that are in pain and suffering.
We do this 7 o'clock every night,
Listen to the birds.
live on Facebook. This is the Museum of Natural History. Sorry, too close to the mic.
First, Columbus and Central Park West. And dogs are clapping too.
So we're going to go to a different neighborhood tonight.
Whoa!
Every neighborhood, I believe, or not every, but lots of neighborhoods I met. I don't know. Who knows? This is such a challenging time for everybody. I know our street, 80th over there, and 79th is doing it.
Exercise clapper.
Hey, hey, hey. Gotta laugh. Bernie Siegel says it, puts it on his prescription pad. Laughter is the best medicine. That's the prescription. Whoa, getting a little fuzzy here. So we're in the middle of the Museum of Natural History, and sometimes, I guess, the reception. But the thoughts are still there. Doesn't come in as good as it would like. Special effects.
Here the flowers.
They're not special effects. Great addition. Hear the dogs barking. Dogs are people too. Pigeons. We got a story on there with a raccoon that was ill. right by that tree back there. And we, if you go there on the hero story on our homepage, you'll
everybody.
See what that's about.
Thank you. Take a second to prayer, a moment of prayer, personal. Dog really showing his love.
We end with the dog. All right, thank you very much for that, for everybody there doing their thing, which we're very fortunate that we have that chance to do that. So now I'm going to go to, you know, everybody's home. We're trying to figure out what the heck should we do. And it's not easy, right, Gary? And so in that process of trying to do that, we are, you know, wondering how can we conduct our lives under these conditions. So I don't get much time to go and enjoy myself, even spend time watching a movie. But there was a movie that I did go, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was on Netflix. My roommate had put a Netflix on our TV here, and so sounds like a lot of people are out there instead of being at home. Now, people do not have to be at home fully here in New York. What New York has stated is that they need to be compassionate of their other people around us. And so we now have a decree as of tomorrow night to everybody to have masks. There's a lot of concern about that, whether it's right or wrong. Everybody pretty much, there's no doubt about it. You walk outside, there are people there, a few people, very few. I'll tell you who's really there, though, okay? Are delivery guys and girls, okay? I'll tell you who's really there, bus drivers with two people or one people a person in the bus, and so on and so forth. Police cars running all around, and ambulances, and a few people. Most of those people are walking their dogs, to be frank with you. So especially in the park, which we have a dog run. So just want to share those realities here with everybody. Gary, thanks for saying something. I know you're a real New Yorker, and I love you dearly. So Peter Schwartzilla. Oh, hi, Peter. Hi, Randy. Thank you, everybody. So where we were up to, where we have been, if you're just tuning in right now, is we started, of course, with our I don't know, of course, but unfortunately it is of course. We started with the peace prayer by St. Francis of Assisi. All these you can see on our website, okay? And it's a powerful commentary about how life should be pursued in your own way, and you'll accept it in the manner that's so good for you, and pray for others. And then we showed a video, a great video, actually. Maybe we'll show it even again. National Health Service, which is the United Kingdom's an organization. I think they have almost 400 charities connected to that, and they have a great video. And then we showed some heroes. We just showed the Museum of Natural History, where I went out last night at 7 o'clock, and the people clapped and the dogs howled, if that's the right word, and some people exercised and clapped at the same time too. I would say only in New York, but that's not true. Everywhere, everybody's doing their thing. So then I had a couple moments, and I watched this movie, Hugo. And I wanted to say, I thought this Hugo was something else. And it showed a hero as well, a young boy. I hope that this trailer gives you that feeling.
What is it?
It's a wind-up figure.
Like a music box.
Who built him?
I would think a magician.
You see this?
A keyhole in the shape of a heart.
Another mystery.
I fixed it.
There was a fire. You're coming with me.
Martin Scorsese.
Where are your parents,
little man?
Get out!
you live? Is it a secret?
Yes.
Oh, good. I love secrets.
So you're all alone?
Not completely. Where did you get this?
Why would my key fit into your father's machine?
Do you want to have an adventure?
Stop that shaft! Everyone!
It's drawing. I think it's a message for my father.
This is a treacherous place, do you understand? Watch your step.
It's Neverland and Oz and Treasure Island all wrapped into one.
Are you sure about this?
We could get into trouble.
That's how you know it's an adventure.
My life has taught me happy endings only happen in the movies.
The story's not over yet.
Okay. I love the movie, so I'm happy and honored to share it with you. We're going to go to our movie that we created, and it's called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. What we did is we accumulated a lot of content that is out there in the world, people performing, and we have our own content of the thousands and thousands and thousands of interviews and shows that we have done in 21 years. And we made a movie, and it's called Woodstock Forever. Plus, we did the 20th anniversary of Woodstock with Richie Havens in Times Square in 1989. And so we had that footage, and it's in that mindset, the power of positive thinking and living life in a peaceful, loving, hopeful, forever way. This movie is created. When you go to it and you hear the beginning, you'll see that the thoughts that occurred in 1989 on the 20th anniversary are still bearing and to today's day. But now this is a movie that has great superstars because I've clipped out pieces of them as a news broadcaster, as a good news broadcaster, as a non-profit good news broadcaster. All right, here we go. And I also want to mention, I didn't get the details, but oh, Gary, you know, right? She's singing and they're having a big show on Saturday night. What's the deal there? I didn't have a chance to look it up. Anybody know? Share it if you know it.
If I knew it would be the last time, I would have broke my heart in two. Trying to save the part of you.
Okay. So I just take little clips of these things, okay? Enough for YouTube to say I wasn't able to have them, but they know I'm able to have them. But they won't give me any money for that. But that's okay. I'm not about that part. I'm about sharing the good news. Now, look at these little kids. I mean, come on. Hey, hey, hey. How about a rewind? Who's that guy? Oh, so cute. So this is 2 hours and 15 minutes. We're gonna end with this. A love song. You know, everyone is a win. Oh yeah, I'll just show you this one. That's it, just for the fun of it. I don't even know what's next.
Tell me about it.
I did Welcome Back Cotter with him. I did Peace Show with her. I'm proud to say the United Nations Environmental Program with Olivia Newton-John, John Denver, Amy Gibson, Gilberto Gil. What love's about? Peace, love, and hope. we have this Name That Tune concept. I miss the Pulp Fiction. Let get Christy do her thing.
What is love?
She's out in the Hamptons raising
it's
money for a lot of good things.
Thing in the whole world. That there's nothing stronger than that. And it can make anything happen. And it's what we live for.
I love you.
Okay, to love. To peace and love.
All right, so Christy is, in that moment there, had a champagne, which was very good. You know, I'm going to go back to this Make a Difference one more time, because got a new couple people here on, and it is what this is right now for all of us. And it's well done, and it's a powerful piece. And let's see if I technically could do that. I probably should just zip it back there like that and hope it works. Yeah, I think it's gonna. All right, lucky day. Full screen, let's go for it. Thanks, Cousin Rudy.
I see a young man on the street.
Aunt Ray.
And I sigh in disbelief. They pass him by. They read his sign, but dismiss him from mind. You turn and stop to talk a while. He smiles. Someone to tell his story to. A man in need, but that simple deed will do to make a difference. The smallest act of grace can make a difference, and the world a better place. And it takes someone like you and the things that you do to make a difference in this life.
Okay, that one will get you. Oh boy. So, Kaboom. Let's take a moment to, breathe, and Claire can help us do that.
These are breathing techniques which will help you in everything you do, on and off the job, in every daily life activity that you have. You can do these in the morning upon awakening. You can even sit at the side of your bed.
Tell others this
or in a chair
information.
Or at your desk throughout the day, whenever you're feeling that you want to get a little more energy. But best done first thing in the morning. It's important that you make sure that your knees are level with the hips. So you may, like me, have to elevate your feet with either blocks or books or any kind of board. Just make sure that your feet are evenly elevated. And this helps relieve any tension from the low back. And especially when you're sitting at your desk, if the chair isn't low enough for your feet to be flat on the floor and knees elevated, please make sure you find something to place under your feet. And you could even just cross at the ankles. So let's start with the belly breathing. This is the basis of all the breathing techniques and the breathing that you should do throughout your daily yoga routine. Bringing your hands by your belly, close your eyes, bring your attention inward, and breathe in and out through your nostrils. Remembering to keep the jaw relaxed, teeth unclenched, tongue at fire point. And the fire point, which I talk about in the tips chapter, is where the tip of the tongue gently connects with the ridge of the upper gum behind the two front upper teeth. As you inhale, the belly expands so the lungs can fill up. And as you exhale, your belly gently presses in towards the spine, emptying out the lungs, making room for the next breath. So we're breathing in and breathing out. Full, deep belly breaths. Then we come to sounding breath, which we combined with the belly breathing. It sounds like this. If you are familiar and comfortable with this breathing technique, just continue doing it while I give instruction. So we'll bring our hand up as if we have a mirror on our hand, and we're going to use our breath as if to fog up the mirror with our breath, exhaling the ha sound out the mouth. And do the same as if you have a mirror at the back of your throat to fog up the mirror back there. Inhale. Continue doing this a few times. And as you continue, just close your eyes and notice what's happening to your throat. It's slightly moving inward to create that sound. And you'll bring your hands down and continue with sounding breath. This is the most nourishing breath that you can give to every single cell in your body. Keep your blood pressure. It actually slows down your heart rate and calms every single cell in your body. This is an incredible breathing technique to do when you find yourself in a highly stressful situation, or at night if you're unable to go back to sleep if you wake up. Just do 50 of these sounding breaths and you'll go back to sleep. Okay.
Okay, Claire. Thank you so much. What a good soul. That's why Deepak Chopra has her at the Chopra Centers. So we're just going to go take a moment outside, get some fresh air. And I'm not going to play any piano today. Hope you had a moment here to see some of the good happening in this world, of which I'm sure all of you know is happening all the time. And that's the good news. Good news is that there is good news. I'm able to say, my job, 21 years of it, I'm stressed. From what, you say? From good news. There's so much good news. 1,000,000,000 to 1 stories. And that's the mindset to maintain and help those that are in need, of which there are many. Maybe 2 billion out of the 8 billion. at least with certain things. The good news is that we had a gorgeous magnolia tree. Whoa! We had a gorgeous magnolia tree that now is unbloomed and the petals are on the ground. We'll rejuvenate, regenerate, and that's the beauty of the world. Just like the Atlantis tree up there, the tree that grows in Brooklyn, and just like the variegated shad tree, which spawns, the shads come out when you see those little flowers. It has flowers and berries. If I did this, I'm amazed. Okay, well, because I'm doing a camera, one little camera here. So, thank you all. Wow, now it's doing this kind of thing. 7 p.m., we'll see where we'll be. Wherever we'll be, we'll be. Wherever you are, you are. Que sera, sera. The future is not ours to see. Could have looked like this. Or like this. But let's end with this guy. So that's my semi-Rodin over here. The thinker. So we're all thinkers in our own way. Hi, Gloria. So the shows are on Good News on Good News Planet.tv. You're welcome to go see them. Please tell others and share them, because as you see, if you watch from the beginning, there was a lot of good people doing good things. So thank you very much. I love you dearly. You inspire me and helping me through this time as well. And these guys do too. Cindy Lauper's in her video. I only say that because Alan and Susie had them. And she said, these are from Cyndi Lauper. All right. That's the reason. I hope to have you here all over at my house very shortly for a nice barbecue. All right. Thank you very much. 7 o'clock. Tune in. Facebook Live. Bye-bye. Thank you.